BASF has launched a new industry initiative. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with the Operation Weed Eradication Radio Roadshow on Brownfield, a content partnership with BASF. Flooding and excess moisture during the growing season caused many farmers to get a late start and kept others from planting a crop in 2019, leaving significant crop acres where only weeds are growing. Kate Greif, marketing manager with BASF, joins us after this.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever, just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Operation Weed Eradication takes a balanced approach of using cultural and mechanical practices, chemical control, and eradication diligence to help growers take a step in the right direction toward a weed-free future. Kate Greif, marketing manager with BASF, joins us today. Kate, what does Operation Weed Eradication look like coming off of a year like 2019 that presented so many challenges to farmers across the country?
We're all well aware that 2019 was one of the toughest years as an industry that we've had. Farmers across the entire U.S., pockets of the Midwest, tremendous amounts of rainfall, late planting. I was looking at some numbers recently. Soybean acres, usually less than 0.5% are prevent plant acres. It's about 0.3%. Over 6% of soybean acres this year were prevent plant. And so what that means is you've got a lot of crop ground out there with nothing growing on it other than weeds. And so I know that there's fields out there that maybe got a burn down to help prevent those weeds going to seed or to stop them from going to seed. But there's also acres out there that didn't. And so the amount of weed seed that we grew as an industry is definitely going to impact us for 2020. So coming off of 2019, I think that's front of mind. But that happens every year. You've got fields that have drowned outs in them. You have fields that have wet spots and pockets where there's bare ground. We talk a lot about managing that last one weed on farm, growing up through your crop. But there's always places in our crop where we've got open pockets for weeds to grow. And I think that's another area we really need to keep front of mind.
The ag industry has battled weeds on the farm for many years. How is Operation Weed Eradication different than past efforts?
To me, Operation Weed Eradication is different because it's not just a chemical approach. As an industry, as basic manufacturers, we talk a lot about the stuff that we do and the things that we sell. And farming is so much bigger than just one product or one chemistry. And so Operation Weed Eradication really comes back to that entire approach on farm. It comes back to having that multi-tiered approach, having partners in the industry and thinking about it from a holistic perspective, not only to control weeds this year, but then having that stewardship practice to maintain our tools for multiple years to come.
Kate Greif, marketing manager with BASF. Learn more at OperationWeedEradication.com. I'm Cindy Young with the Operation Weed Eradication Radio Roadshow on Brownfield.